Hi, I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine, and you're listening to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Hi, I'm Harry Thompson, and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Today we have the great fortune of being joined by three-time U.S. Olympian Julie Chu. Julie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks, Harry, for having me.
Well, first off, let's just start with what are you doing in Colorado Springs?
We're here for our yearly performance camp with the national team. So there's 26 of us that are at the Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs, and we're just getting a chance to do some testing, some lifting, off-ice activities. We tried some water polo, some judo, and it's a great opportunity to utilize all the resources over at the training center to really build our team dynamic off the ice, as well as take care of a lot of the strength and conditioning component we need to do in order to make sure that we're competing at the highest level.
Oh, that's fantastic. So speaking of the water polo, can you just talk a little bit about that? I saw some pictures. It looked like a lot of fun.
Yes. There's a few of the girls that are actually quite good swimmers, and it's amazing. Like, they didn't need a floaty, but for the rest of us, without a floaty, we would be pretty much sinking to the bottom of the pool. So it was great. I give a lot of credit to the water polo players, because after about a minute of going back and forth, like, we were all breathing hard and exhausted. So it was a great experience to be able to try a new sport, to push ourselves, and have a lot of fun in the process.
You know, USA Hockey, you know, has the American development model, and one of the things that they try to tell parents and players is, you know, try other sports. Go play baseball in the summer. Go play soccer. You know, hockey's great. Obviously, we all think it's the best sport. But to being able to play other sports, how important do you think it is to not only be able to play other sports, but what kind of a newfound respect, like you said, do you get for athletes when you of other sports when you get a chance to try things like water polo?
If you talk to any of the girls on our national team program, the majority of us have played other sports growing up, whether it's soccer, baseball, softball, basketball, right around the hump to something like karate. There are a lot of players on our team currently that have been multi-sport athletes for a good portion of their life all the way through high school. So it does concern me that nowadays there's this trend that a lot of the younger players are suddenly focusing really only on hockey or really only on one sport, when it's such a dynamic sport and there's so much to learn. It's fun to be able to go out and try other sports. So I really strongly encourage parents to have their children involved in a lot of different things. And hockey, greatest sports, the one I always wanted to do the little extra in. But at the same time, soccer, I think, gave me a lot that I took away from there that correlated over to the ice rink. But I met a lot of friends through that way, and the athletics as a whole. And I think it's important to get out there and be active.
Well, coming from somebody who's reached the pinnacle of the game, that sounds like great advice for parents, so, and for players. So mm-hmm. I think that's awesome. Can you talk a little bit about the team building dynamic? I mean, most of you gals know each other. You're friends through thick and thin. But how important is it to keep that team building aspect rolling along in the summer months like now?
It's funny you ask that, because we just had a meeting the other night, and Coach Stone actually spoke about the importance of team chemistry. It's thrown out there a lot, but she equated it to almost being another player on the ice. That's the advantage that it can have when you have a great dynamic and a great chemistry amongst the players, because there is that added trust. There's that belief that, okay, I'm going to take care of my role, and the other players, my other teammates, are going to do the same. But at the same time, I can make mistakes, and that they're going to have my back and be supportive. So I think it's a huge part of it. And at the end of the day, we play hockey because we love it and we have a lot of fun. And part of that is a great team chemistry that allows you to have fun with the people that are going to be your family away from your family.
Absolutely. Well, like I said, you guys, a lot of you have been together for a long time. And your most recent, when you got together, was at the Women's World Championships over in Switzerland. Yep. Congratulations, you won the gold. Can you just talk a little bit about that performance? Once again, came down to Canada, a goal here, a goal there, and it could be a different game.
Yeah, Switzerland was an unbelievable experience. For one thing, the weather was incredible. We came out of the rink and it was 75 and sunny and blue skies nearly every day. So we were kind of pinching ourselves whether we were there for, maybe laying out in the sun for an hour or so reading a book or to play hockey. But really, the team had a great experience over there. We had the coaching staff of Katie Stone, Hillary Witt, and Mark Hudak. And, they're really setting high precedents for us. They want to push us to be the best that we can. So at times they challenged us. just and they challenge us hard. So I think that that's always something that's good, and that we've got to be able to really kind of grit our teeth and know that everything that we do is to prepare to get better, not only for this tournament, but, you know, 3 years from now, where we want to be strong contenders for that gold medal in Sochi. So it's been a great experience, and worlds to be able to win in the overtime thriller against Canada. Pretty exciting. And that pig pile at the end, being at the bottom, kind of lost a little wind out of my lungs, but it was well worth it.
Now, if I remember right, you were instrumental in that winning goal. Can you just kind of walk us through that again?
So we're in overtime and we play 4v4. And this is one of the things that I think the coaches did a great job of preparing us, is that they talked about the concept of when you do play 4v4 versus 5v5, like, how does it change? And it becomes much more of a possession game when you're playing 4v4, because there's more ice and you might have more time and space. So if you have the ability to control it as opposed to dumping it in, it's more advantageous. So, I tried to do that, and we did it earlier in that shift, and then we're able to transition. And another part we were talking about throughout the tournament was also getting players to the net. So we had Hillary Knight going hard to the back post, along with Caitlin Cahow, who is a defense person, that was actually going hard to the net as well, which seems kind of a little strange. Like, why is your defenseman right at the goal crease? But when you can create traffic to the net, great things happen. And I saw them going hard, and my only job was to hopefully get the puck to the net and see what happens. And I kind of pulled it to the middle, shot it through, and ended up on Knighter's stick. And there's a great celebration by her. If anyone hasn't seen it, you should Google it and YouTube it, because it's awesome.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I can't think of many players in hockey that I'd want with the puck on their stick in a crucial situation like that, like than Hillary Knight. She's an incredible talented player. So you win the gold medal there. You know, does it kind of help get you over the hurdle after getting so close and yet coming up just a little short in the Olympics in Vancouver?
Yeah, definitely. When we went to Vancouver, our eyes were set on gold. We set the highest standards that we can for ourselves, and that's what our dreams are. Those are what our goals are. And when you come up short, you're bummed in regards to not actually getting your full goal. But at the same time, being an Olympian, getting a chance to share that experience with your family and coming away with a silver medal that you can then share with your communities and anyone that you're lucky enough to run into afterwards is a great honor. But, you know, there's still a little bit more, you know, like, kind of itching at you, because you didn't get ultimately what you want in the end of the day. So for sure, being able to come a little over a year after the Olympics and, you know, have a new cycle starting, because our focus has to shift suddenly. You know, you stop in February after 2010, and then you have to recover, regroup, and then figure out, okay, am I committed now for the next 4 years? And I think that we've done a great job in the last year to have that push. Younger players coming into the program, Breanne Decker played unbelievable at the World Championships and was a star player for us. And she's one of our younger players that is going to continue to have a huge impact leading into Sochi.
Absolutely. Speaking of leading into Sochi, I mean, obviously, you know, we all heard and read the comments from various people about, you know, the future of women's hockey in the Olympics. I just wanted to get your take on it. I mean, you've been there since 2002, and obviously there's a lot of great hockey being played at the Olympics, but obviously maybe it would be nice to get a couple other countries up there. But what's your take on some of those comments when you hear those as somebody who's dedicated her life to you know, being at the highest level of the game?
You know, I think it's a little bit sad in some ways, and at the same time, I just encourage anyone that's involved to just have patience. If you look at the history of a lot of other sports, men's hockey included, they've had that tradition, that history, where there have been many lopsided scores. So to really pull the trigger too soon and pull out a sport that is great and has such great potential to continue to grow around the world, I think would be, you know, would really be a sad thing. So for us now, I think as we transition, all the international, national government bodies, along with the IIHF, have really tried to figure out, okay, how do we improve the 4 through 12 teams now, and develop those players so that we are having a competitive field. Because if you ask all of us, that's what we want. We want women's hockey to be the greatest it can, but in order to do that, we need the resources in order to do that. Canada and the U.S. have those, and we still would love even more resources to develop and push ourselves. But if you look at what we have compared to maybe some of the other European programs, it's day and night. So to think that they can compete with us when, say, Finland, for example, didn't get together as a full national team until after Christmas of the Olympic year. That's 2 months, a month and a half, where they have to suddenly be at their peak competing against the two other countries, Canada and ourselves, when we've been training since August together.
Right.
So I think there's a lot more to it, and I think if you give funding resources, that'll help close the gap a lot sooner than what we've seen kind of in the past.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more. And then finally, I know that you were telling me before that you're working with Union College as as a coach. And you also made mention here about, you know, how after the Olympics you got to kind of get yourself ready for the next 4 years. How does that work for you? I mean, when did you say, okay, I am fully committed to making a run at the next Olympics, which, like I said before, it would be your fourth Olympics. When do you make that that determination, and can you just kind of give a little bit of an example about what goes through your mind when you're figuring that out?
For sure. So after the Olympics, we're done after February of 2010, and we don't have another national team commitment as a group until August. So really from the end of February through maybe July, when they start sending out the invitations for August camp, that's when you go through a little thought process. Okay, my body's now recovered, my mind's recovered a bit, because it's a long journey that you go through. And then I personally have to reevaluate, okay, what do I want in my next 4 years? Like, what do I want next year in regards to being able to have a job that will allow me to be financially stable to a certain extent? I don't need to be a millionaire or anything like that, but make ends meet. But then also, am I passionate still about hockey? Can I still contribute to the team and be an impact player? And, you know, do I ultimately want to do all the little things that is going to be necessary to compete at the high level? Mm-hmm. You can be a talented player and get by for a little bit of time, potentially on talent and experience. But at the end of the day, am I making that team better if I'm not pushing myself and training hard off the ice, mm-hmm. as well as on the ice, and doing whatever I can? So those are kind of the thought process I went through. And at the end of the day, I still loved what I was doing, and I was willing to make the choices of pushing myself and trying to get better. And, you know, that's something I'll continue to evaluate as I go from year to year, to make sure that I didn't agree on something 4 years out and then maybe 2 years out, like maybe what I want or my desire has changed. But mm-hmm. so far, I'm loving what I'm doing and really enjoying being part of this team and playing hockey. And, you know, I'm a big kid that's holding on to it for as long as I can, and grateful that I'm able to play at this level.
No, that's great. Well, as somebody who's watched you play from your days with the Connecticut Polar Bears up through Harvard University, obviously three Olympic teams later, we're certainly happy that, you know, you're sticking with it, and we look forward to seeing you in Sochi. And thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks, Harry. It's always awesome to see you and be a part of this.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Great.